Okay, we're here with Michael Heitz. Junior now, upperclassman, fourth year. Does it feel good? You feel feel good out there?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely having all that experience from last year and the year before. Just it gives you that confidence, especially when the defense like will shift in the front. So you kind of you're not really familiar with. Just really know that you got to set back with your technique and
yeah.
You got to know that they have to be gap integrity and stuff like that. So they'll come to you and. Just all the little stuff.
So you're working both at guard and tackle some? Mm-hmm. Left guard and right tackle? Is that mostly what you're doing?
That's pretty much what they have me doing right now. I don't think they'll put me at left guard or left tackle at all. It's just whatever Coach Ricker says. I'm just happy to be out there playing.
Do you like either more? Do you feel more comfortable? Do you like?
Right now I kind of prefer guard just because that's what I had all last year and stuff. Yeah. I'm just kind of getting used to that and haven't quite gotten my kick step back for tackle.
Yeah. So are you... You and Simon feel comfortable next to each other? I mean, you've been here a while together now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we were roommates in high school,
That'd be something. If you were roommates in high school, all the way from Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah, we were roommates in dorms and stuff, and we knew how to communicate, especially with, like, Alex right there. I really like us three on that, and then Ted and Corey got really good communication over there, so we're really building a good wall.
Did Alex come in with you? Is that the same?
Yep, Alex is in my class.
Yeah, so.
All three of us, and then Ted's a year younger, and Corey's been here for a decade.
So the three of you next to each other with Alex at center, you've got some pretty good communication because it's definitely. Been a while.
Yeah, right. Especially, I mean, Ted, even though he's a year younger, he's been out there with us. He's always running with us off the field and stuff, so.
Right.
We're definitely together.
You guys feel like, you know, stepping into a leadership role, kind of, you know?
I mean, definitely. I mean, a line has to be something strong point on our whole offense. I mean, can't get a playoff if we don't start with us. But I feel like that we should be pretty good this year, and just especially with all of our experience. I mean, we all played last year. We've all played as freshmen and stuff. So.
Now I've asked this question to everybody since Jack. Who's going to have the best beard for the offense? Do you think you have a chance for best offensive lineman beard this year?
I mean, I'm pretty much the only one with a beard right now.
Well,
so
you win.
I think I have the best. It's not much. I mean, it's definitely not no Jack Cornell beard. But
Are you thinking about that? Or are you going to you just let it go crazy, Jack style?
I might just especially if we start winning and stuff, just to like keep
just
going.
Just keep going
just
until
like keep going. Okay. Just let it grow out.
All right.
I know Houston Bates had one last year. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
We can't let the linebacker have it.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. It's got to be offensive lineman. Yep. I appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you.